From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump launched into a frenzied final day in their historic fight for the White House Monday. They have blowout rallies in a handful of swing states that would decide who leads the United States. Clinton, the front-running Democrat, aimed to nail down her narrow lead with stops in three battleground states as President Barack Obama covers for her elsewhere before they join up in a star-studded grand finale in Philadelphia. Trump, the billionaire Republican nominee, was setting out from the must-win Florida on the five-state swing. It's the culmination of a dramatic run for the presidency. The election is Tuesday, and the latest NBC Wall Street Journal poll puts Clinton with a four-point lead over Trump. The ABC Washington Post tracker puts Clinton 5 points ahead. You could visit voanews.com for comprehensive coverage of this historic U.S. election. Iraqi Kurdish Peshmerga forces said Monday in a statement that they had advanced into an Islamic State group-held town near Mosul and were moving from house to house to clear it. The Kurdish forces attacked from the north, east, and south of Bashika, which is located to the east of Mosul. Israel on Monday reiterated its firm opposition to a French plan to hold an international conference before the end of the year to restart long-stalled peace efforts with the Palestinians. France's envoy for the plan is currently back in the region for talks with Israeli and Palestinian officials. Yemen's 20-month war has killed more than 7,000 people and wounded nearly 37,000, according to the World Health Organization, and the UN envoy voiced alarm over the worsening humanitarian situation. This is VOA News. UN talks to implement the landmark Paris Climate Pact opened in Marrakesh Monday, buoyed by gathering momentum but threatened by the specter of climate change denier Donald Trump in the White House. Diplomats from 196 nations are meeting in Morocco to flesh out the planet-saving plan signed in the French capital last December. Greek and Turkish Cypriot leaders are holding UN-mediated talks in an effort to end the four-decade-long stalemate that has kept their island divided. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
During the coming week, the Greek and Turkish Cypriot leaders will be sequestered in a luxurious spa resort. It remains to be seen whether these beautiful surroundings will be conducive to reaching an agreement to reunite their island, which has been divided since 1974. That was when Turkey invaded Cyprus, displacing tens of thousands of people and splitting the island between the Greek and Turkish Cypriot populations. Ban Ki-moon makes no secret of his desire that a settlement be reached on his watch.
I commend the leaders for their vision, courage, and leadership for advancing their talks further than ever before.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Janet Reno, the first woman to serve as U.S. Attorney General, died early today. Reno died from complications of Parkinson's disease. Reno is a former Miami prosecutor who famously told reporters, "I do not spin." She served nearly 8 years as Attorney General under President Clinton, the longest stint in a century. In 1996, she defended her decision to not immediately appoint an independent counsel to investigate the fundraising practices of President Clinton.
I'm not hiding, Mr. Chairman. I am trying to do my duty under the independent counsel statute and under the law to conduct an investigation in a professional way, taking it wherever it leads me, and I will continue to do so.
And that is Janet Reno. She died at the age of 78. Authorities in Delhi on Monday closed schools, halted construction work, and shut down a major power plant after days of choking smog led to warnings of a health emergency in the world's most polluted capital. Pollution levels have spiked in recent days as farmers in neighboring Indian states burned crop stubble after the harvest and temperatures cool, trapping pollutants in a smoggy haze over the city. An antibody produced by the human body shielded unborn mice against Zika, according to a study Monday. It raises hopes for thwarting the virus known to cause brain damage in human fetuses. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.